Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's Long Range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, USDA NASS has put out their prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks report. So start off by kind of just explaining what these reports mean.
So as far as USDA's two reports out today, the one covers old crop, and that's a count of what's left over as of March 1. So for corn and soybeans, what's left over after one half of the year is over. And as far as for wheat, this is what's left over after three quarters of usage. So an update on old crop stocks still remaining, as well as our very first all producer focused survey from USDA of new crop planting intentions. So these are intended acres. We'll see what actually does plant, though, this coming spring.
Well, talk to us about the report. Did we see any big surprises today?
There were certainly some good surprises across the board here on this report. Mainly acreage. This was the big discussion for us going into the report, and few people expected any changes at all. However, USDA's assertion that we'd be dropping corn acres by 3.9 million, the smallest corn planting in 4 years, and we'd be increasing soybean planting by 3.8. That certainly was a bit of a surprise. But that's not the only thing. USDA's also gave us something to talk about on other spring, that North Dakota focused crops up there. They actually suggested instead of a small increase in other spring, they actually suggested we see a small decrease. So relatively tight corn and wheat supplies across the board for the new crop discussion.
On wheat, were you surprised by the new crop planting numbers?
And that's a real good question. So as it stands, and the real focus on this report is going to be that that spring wheat discussion. And for that spring wheat acreage, our surprise was that USDA asserted that crops across the board, not just for wheat, soybeans, or corn, but across the board, USDA's survey suggested a net decline in North Dakota acreage, 360,000. Acres. So as far as the story for this, we did see surprises across the board here.
And of course, most of the state's going through a drought, so how's that going to affect things?
And that's a very valid concern here with the general dryness concerns across the board. We have not just a concern about fertilizer availability, which we all understand here, but on top of this, we have our forecast for spring dryness to return mid-April for Texas up through Kansas. And on top of that, we already have carry-in dryness for much of the western Corn Belt for the Midwest discussion. So the overall concern is that, number one, we don't have forecasts for spring rains, and number two, government weather agencies are now joining the private forecasters and suggesting summer dryness as well.
To hear my complete conversation with Rich Nelson at Allendale, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.